Estevan. The Estevan Apex U18AA Bruins first two home games of the 2022-23 Saskatchewan AA Hockey League season were a success. The Bruins swept a weekend doubleheader against the Melville Millionaires, winning 10-0 on Saturday and 2-1 the next day. Sutter Bailey scored 2-12 into the first period to get the offense rolling on Saturday. Conrad Hayes, Riker Matheson and Emmett McCarthy tallied before the first period was finished, and Spencer Copeland, Strand Douglas, Jordan Marcotte and Hayes had markers in the second. Hayes added his third of the game in the third period and Landon Marcotte finished the scoring. Carter Beck had four assists, while Ryder Miller and Copeland had three helpers each. Ty Fehrenbach stopped all 30 shots he faced to get the shutout. Turner Knockaert scored 2:02 into the first period in Sunday's game. But the Bruins would get just one more on a goal by Douglas with 7:18 to play in the second. The Mills would get their lone goal of the two games in the third period. Keegan Carley stopped 28 shots for Estevan. The Bruins' next league game is October 17 at the Regina Capitals. The Estevan Steelhaus U18 AAA Bears dropped home games on the weekend to the Swift Current Legionnaires, losing 3-2 in a shootout on Saturday night and 5-2 on Sunday. After a scoreless first period in Saturday's contest, Cade Cole scored midway through the second to give the Bears a 1-0 lead. Swift Current responded with a goal of their own before the end of the period. The Legionnaires tallied in the third for a 2-1 advantage, but Tegan Semchishin replied for the Bears to send the game to extra time. The shootout needed six rounds before Swift Current emerged victorious. Caden Perron stopped 34 shots in the loss. The following day, Swift Current led 2-0 after the first period, and neither team scored in the second. Goals by Carter Tuplin and Cole Keane made it a 3-2 game in the third, but two late Legionnaires' goals put the game away. Perron made 22 saves in the loss. The Bears, 1-4-1, will visit the Moose Jaw Warriors on October 12, and then host the Saskatoon Contacts for games on October 15 at 8 p.m. and October 16 at 2:30 p.m. The Estevan TS and MU15 AA Bruins picked up three of a possible 4 points during a weekend road trip against North Division foes. Estevan won 5-4 in overtime versus the Northwest Stars in Battleford on Saturday. Gunnar Moore's second of the game 39 seconds into extra time lifted Estevan to victory. Tristan Brownridge also scored twice for Estevan. Nathan Gardner had the other goal. Jackson Kachinka made 42 saves in the victory. Estevan had leads of 4-0 and 5-1 against the Saskatoon Stallions on Sunday, only to lose 7-6 in overtime. Saskatoon scored the tying goal with 44 seconds to play. Moore scored three times and added two assists to lead Estevan's attack. Reese Copeland had two goals and Porter Crossman also scored. Tristan Brownridge assisted on three goals. Kachinka stopped 51 shots for Estevan. Estevan will host the Warman Wildcats at 2 p.m. on October 15 and the Saskatoon Generals at 11:30 a.m. the next day. The Estevan Meter U13 AA Bruins lost 7-1 to the Prairie Storm on Saturday afternoon at Affinity Place in the U13 Bruins' first game of the season. Logan Hunt had the Bruins' lone goal. It came in the second period. Easton Pushy made 36 saves in goal for the Bruins. The Bruins will host the Moose Jaw Warriors on October 14 at 7:15 p.m. and then will visit the Prairie Storm 2 days later in Balgonie.